It's OMF on EEI.
I bet you're an OMF. You always get it when you bring up the cat conversation. The cat lovers get very defensive, get very pissed off at anything that you say. And those who can't stand cats, I think Lou's one of them. I think I'm one of them. Say just the opposite. They're sitting there going, screw the cats. You know, who cares about
cats? Cats are great.
You know? Whatever. People like cats. I don't.
Yeah.
It's okay. We can still get along.
Wait, just don't bring your cat. Let me guess. We're all in this together.
Yeah, we're all in this together. Come on.
I think we're finding out that.
Remember, unity.
Everybody talks about unity and we're all in this together. Does anybody really believe that is the case?
No.
On any subject, including cats.
Yeah, find yourself backed up into a corner and then ask those people who are saying unity, unity, see if they'll help you out.
No.
No freaking way. It's really every man for him
exactly.
or herself.
That's where we are. And hopefully we can all, you know, exist, right? We can all exist through all of this.
Can we all just get along? Can we get along? Yeah. That's it. That's really all I need to do.
Yeah. It's a big split out there, especially with the cat lovers. Rick is in a car. I think he's a cat lover. Hello, Rick.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good. Long time listener. You guys are awesome. Listen to you every day. This is a firsthand experience. One of my friends had a lot of outdoor cats, and we used to, you know, get in the car and go. And on one occasion, I unfortunately started my car, and the cat found solace up inside the fan next to the radiator because it was still warm. Never good, right? But
no.
I think what Jamie Lynn Spears, besides sounding totally drunk, she was talking about when people start their car, not being run over, but when they start the car, the cat is up inside the motor housing. And, you know, I don't know what goes on in the electric vehicles, but I know with a gas car, you know, there's a fan and a radiator and that thing starts spinning.
Let me give her a hint. First of all, she apparently bought this car. Apparently she's pissed off because she lost the cat or whatever. Why don't you just beep the horn?
Yeah, that's pretty simple, right?
Beep the horn before you start your freaking car.
Good point.
My friend, the cat that I accidentally killed was my friend's mother's favorite cat. And from that point on, the rule of the yard was nobody gets in their car without beeping the horn first.
Accidental, right, Rick?
Beep the horn. That's all you need.
It's happened, and it's really devastating and tragic for everyone involved.
Yeah, I think it's good.
So she blames it on the manufacturer of the automobile as opposed to blaming her own. So let me ask you this.
I'm saving the world.
If you have a dog and your dog is let free, like she lets her cats out free, when you're backing out of the garage, aren't you really observant as to whether the dog is going to be anywhere in front of your car? Wouldn't that be a fear that you'd have?
Yes. I don't put my dog in danger. I try not to.
So if there's a fear that your dog is going to get up under the hood to look for warmth in the garage. First of all, why aren't you letting the cat inside the house for warmth? You're forcing him into the garage. Then why wouldn't you do something to check and see where the cat is before you start your freaking car? Instead, you blame Elon Musk.
If you have a new car,
an outdoor cat, you are not invested.
Agreed.
Yeah,
it is not a real pet. That is not a pet.
Does Danielle have outdoor cats? I know she got indoor cats.
She's like Mother Nature, so I mean, I don't know.
Indoor squirrels?
She's got like plants and Venus fly traps and everything else in that house.
I'm curious what her take on that.
A lot of plants.
Outdoor cats.
Here's house.
Are outdoor cats considered pets?
Yes.
Be a dog.
Yeah. Hello,
what's going on, man?
How are you?
Hey, Glenn, I apologize for whatever I did to you because I know you don't never answer my call, but I apologize because I want you to pardon me.
I always answer
let
your
me
call.
Continue to,
I always answer your call.
Come on, I was on hold 3 hours yesterday. But anyway.
Well, we probably changed topic or something, you know, and went to somewhere
else.
Yeah,
you did. You changed topic, but I can think fast. But Schilling,
ooh, I like that
Patino, and Buckner. I would pardon all of those. I wanted to ask you a question about the Celtics, if that's okay.
Wait, but hold on, House. Hold on. What did Schilling do?
Schilling, he has a,
as a player, what did he do as a player? Like
No, there's different things you could pardon Schilling for, so I'm curious what you're choosing.
Yeah, like what is he?
I'm choosing his views, his political views as well as personal views on some things. You know, I'm learning to grow. I'm learning to try instead of going off left. I'm trying to understand what he's talking about.
Okay.
In other words,
okay.
So,
I thought you were talking about Rhode Island. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Nah, with the Celtics, I want to know if Bradley Beal, mm-hmm. Kemba Walker, mm-hmm. Brown, Tatum, and center by committee, will we get a championship? And do you think it's possible that the Celtics could grab Bradley Beal?
They're not going to get Bradley Beal. He might go to Miami. I don't think they're going to get Bradley Beal because I'm not sure Bradley Beal does what they need right now. Does he?
It's shooting guard.
Yep. It's funny because
he's kind of the mentor too for Tatum. I want Tatum to be the guy now. I don't want.
It's funny because you want to find a guy. You don't want to find a guy, but you want to find like an all star guy. Does that make any sense? Like a guy like Harrison Barnes. You're talking about him. He could come off that bench easy, right?
I told you who to get.
Where
Vucevic.
He is.
Vucevic.
I know, Vucevic. I get you. But Bradley Beal to me is a starter on your basketball team. And now it's I guess Kemba, Beal, Tatum, and Jaylen with Thompson. Is that what you're featuring? Like, another starter. You know what I mean? I feel like as much as you would like another star player.
Got a lot of guys who can score. I mean, like Bradley Beal's been putting up some unbelievable numbers.
I think the biggest need is a more consistent. I guess how about just a taller center? Embiid's going to be Embiid's
over 6'9". You want somebody over
6'9"? Going to be a problem. You know it. How to handle him? How to deal with him? He's going to be a problem.
Microwave. Marcus Smart in the bench.
The microwave.
I'm telling you, Vucevic in Orlando is the answer. He is the answer. He is one of your 2021. Type of centers. He is exactly what you need with this team. Ted's in a car. What do you got, Ted?
Good afternoon, guys. I have somebody that I hope you guys can pardon, but I also have somebody I wish would pardon you guys, and that's Shaughnessy. I wish Shaughnessy could give you guys a pardon and come back on sometime because we miss you, Dan. Come on back.
Okay, listen. Lou, please.
I don't want to honor that.
Give me the honor.
You want to get rid of him?
I do.
But I'm curious who the Boston sports guy is.
Okay, all right.
I just want to get a name.
Who's the Boston sports guy?
Sweet Lou Gorman for letting Carlton Fisk go at 12:01 by mistake.
Okay.
Goodbye.
Good one. Thank you.
Okay. I really don't care if he ever calls back. Ever.
Who, that guy or Dan Shaughnessy?
Either.
Oh, okay.
Either. Because what do we say about Dan Shaughnessy?
I remember the debate.
Dan Shaughnessy is a liar.
Okay. It's something like Dan pardoning us. It's like us pardoning Dan.
Dan pardon us? Like, he needs to apologize to us.
You got to pardon Dan, don't you?
For running up on me and attacking me that one day at the Super Bowl.
Sorry that makes me a bad person.
Here's our buddy Sean in Buffalo with a big game coming up this weekend. Hey, Sean.
Guys, how's it going? I'm sorry. House really threw me off because he had legit questions, and my questions are kind of bush league. Let me get to it real fast so I don't waste too much of your time.
Okay,
cats are the worst pet you could get because if you die, they'll eat you. A dog ain't going to eat you.
Really? What?
No, he's a douche. So
wait a minute. Hold on, Sean. Wait a minute.
Back.
Yeah. Is that true? I don't think that's true.
They'll eat you.
Yeah, that's not true.
No, I'm going to co-sign with Sean. I'm going to co-sign.
Here's a headline, Washington Post, compelling new evidence that your cat might eat your corpse.
Oh, really?
Last year, Washington Post.
If you die.
Christian, you're crazy. Why did you allow a cat into the household?
You're going to be the rabbit.
Are you kidding me?
Skin me alive?
So real quick, I had rabbit one time in California in a frittata. And it was delicious.
A rabbit? You lie. Get out of here, Sean.
It was amazing.
That's a delicacy in Buffalo. Hold on. Just for the record, here's the thing. You know, I didn't know that was the case. This is how different cats and dogs are. Like a dog, you die. If you die, the dog will lay by your side forever.
Forever.
Even if you bury
your carcass. Forever.
Even if you're buried underground and 10 years go by, the dog will sniff your corpse and go lay right by the gravestone.
But think what he animals. Just think. What
no,
he just
because
said.
They're caring, smart,
they're
loving animals.
But think what he dogs. Just said. If you go tonight at 10 o'clock, by midnight, half of you is gone.
The cat can't eat my whole.
No, Sean is 100% correct because my cat looks at me like. I like you today, but if I'm hungry tomorrow and you don't get up, I'm gonna eat your face.
What? The other thing about them, they're sneaky as hell too, because they will flat out hide and jump out and try to attack you. And, like, just walk away
they
like it's no big
feet.
Deal. They do. They ambush you.
I don't like their attitudes.
I don't like their attitudes either.
Put Sean back up there now that we know that the cat can eat you. Put him up there. Go ahead, Sean.
Hello, Sean. You're back. your back.
So sorry, guys. I didn't get to my original point because I was on hold so long waiting to talk to all you guys because I love you.
All right.
So do New England Patriots fans really want to see Tom Brady become the first quarterback to play in his home stadium, yet win in his home stadium? Because when they make the Tom Brady movie, it's not going to end with him riding off into the sunset in his New England jersey. He's going to be hitching a wagon and going down south like every other old person does. And he's going to do way better. And the movie's going to end with him winning the championship or whatever, blah, blah, blah. And then before the title rolls, it's going to go, and that year the Patriots didn't have a winning record and Cam Newton was their quarterback.
Yeah, okay, whatever.
Then what?
It's not a big deal. It's part of your history. Well, you know,
I want to see it.
20 great years. I don't mind seeing it.
You want him to go be successful.
Why not?
You don't want him to go be successful. You want him. He was the best quarterback in New England. He's not the best quarterback wherever else.
It doesn't change. It doesn't change. He's still going to be known as the great quarterback from New England. And again, I want to apologize for putting you home, but on hold for all that time. But I figured you would be the perfect guy. You've been on hold for 25 years waiting for the playoffs. So I figured, you know, guy from Buffalo could stay on hold for a little bit. Tucker is in a car. Tucker.
Hey guys.
Hey, Tucker.
So please do not eviscerate me for this one. I apologize in advance. But sports pardons.
Yes.
For me, growing up. 2000, you know, the aughts, whatever you call them, were my teenage years. I gotta say, Johnny Damon and Jacoby Ellsbury, man.
Nobody cares.
I know they hurt him.
Nobody cares about.
Did they really? Did Johnny Damon really hurt people?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
People Ellsbury,
yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Damon,
yeah.
Who cares about Ellsbury? Who cares? What'd you know about him?
My family did. Maybe nobody else did. But
you know, he's a good-looking guy. What did you know about him? You ever say a word? It's like Benintendi.
And he wasn't even.
What do you know about him other than hair?
He was a spark plug in 2007. You know, he felt like a big part of that win. And so, you know, it hurts. And really what it was we had just had, you know, Damon happen, right? Mm-hmm. So having another outfielder, another dynamic, speedy outfielder go straight to the Yankees, you know, it's just, oh God, not again.
I don't remember that.
You're right. It wasn't.
I don't remember that emotion. I don't remember that. I think there was more emotion. Who was the pitcher, the guitar swinger that went to Cincinnati? Who was that?
Oh, Arroyo. Yeah, Bronson. Arroyo.
Bronson Arroyo. Arroyo.
There was more of a love lost with him.
Yes.
Leaving than there was.
You got to show a touch of personality.
Yes.
For people to really care about you when you leave.
It's really not a long list of pardons, to be honest with you. There's really not a lot of people. Who else? Somebody mentioned Patino. House mentioned Patino.
Yeah.
I don't really know.
But he mentioned Bill Buckner, Buckner. Put on there because I feel like he already has been. Remember, he brought him back. He threw out the first pitch. He cried. Everything else.
And,
like, you know,
and they've won. They've won a bunch of championships. If they have never won, he would never be pardoned. But since they've won so many World Series, it's like, really, are we really going to sit there and fuss over that? Like, no, things have changed, so nobody cares.
Here's some other pardon options from the text line 37937. Eric Mangini?
That's an interesting one.
That's up to Bill.
Here's a better question. That's the better question.
That's an interesting one.
Is Bill pardoned?
Yeah, that's Bill.
Mangini?
Yeah, see, I would say I would say Bill would say no. Give me a guy that Bill has mentored, coached with, and that has left and has done him dirty.
Parcells.
And he is
Parcells.
Well, but those guys made up.
That's what I mean.
They made up.
But no, that was bad. Because remember,
they did a whole show on HBO.
Yeah,
and
but
stuff.
The reason that Bill walked out of that Jets job is it was a BS. It was all set up so that Parcells could come back, and so he was set up by Parcells. No, that was bad.
See, Mangini is first of all, Mangini's a friend of the show. Okay, was one of our mystery guests.
That's
great
up
guy.
To Bill. That's Bill's
okay,
call,
but
not
I
my
would
call.
Say, but no, you can listen. You're from here. You have the ability to say yes or no. I say yes, but I would say that Bill would definitely say no. To me, Mangini is Fredo. He wants to take him out on a boat, give him a little something, wait till his mother dies, and then shoot him in the back of the head. That's what I think he would do. That's where the
that might be a little extreme. But,
well, I mean, that's what happened with Fredo and the Godfather.
Yeah, I think.
What do you want me to do?
I think eventually Bill will probably get over it with Mangini.
I
mean,
let's say, like, it's funny because Mangini has been out of coaching for a while, and a bunch of people that he worked with for a long period of time they've all gotten head coaching jobs. He's never even been hired by any of those guys.
Right.
So I almost feel like there's like, hey, listen, even if you leave, the one thing you can't do is hire Mangini. And you have my blessing. You have my blessing. But if you bring him in there, I feel like that's the thing.
Yeah, no, I think this is personal with Bill. This is Bill's call. I can't pardon somebody. It's Bill's call. It's his job. Let us know, Bill, if you want to do it. Like, you let us know if there's a new starting quarterback. Let us know.
So we have to wait for Bill to let us know if we can like Eric Mangini again.
Leaving Bill is one thing, but setting him up for Spygate.
Okay. There's a lot of misunderstanding about what really happened. He didn't set him up for anything.
Sure, he did.
He didn't. Okay, you are the biggest FOB on the planet, so of course you're going to take his side. But no, Eric warned him, told him not to do it. He did it anyway. So what is Eric Mangini supposed to do? He's a head coach of a competing team, a rival. Just let him get away with it? No, I am Team Mangini. I am an FOM all day long. I'm for the
you
side
gotta
of righteousness.
Be kidding me. So the Jets did it the year before to the Patriots, and then the Patriots came back, and Belichick was wrong. You get the mandate from the league. You can't suddenly be arrogant and put your camera on the sideline. So we called him out. Hold on, an FOB who's willing to admit that Bill was wrong. But you can't tell me that Mangini didn't go out of his way and set him up.
He asked him to stop.
Thanks, Glenn.
They all got to say, of course. Go do whatever you want, Bill.
So Mangini was using the power game. Hey, Bill, you better stop or I'm going to turn you into the league.
Well, you could say if he wasn't such a friend, you wouldn't have warned him and just busted him.
Yes.
Right? So, I warned you. What more do you want me to do?
Oh, please, the warning.
Listen to this guy.
Bill's call.
A mob mentality.
I gave him a warning.
Seriously. We got some good ones now. I'm liking this.
Bill's in progress. Hello, Phil.
I'm gonna pick the other side.
Good evening. How are you?
What's up?
I gotta give a pardon to Bill Parcells when he kicked it to Desmond Howard, took Troy Brown out of the game, and then it was the New York Jets. Now I'm gonna pardon Bill Parcells for blowing the Super Bowl for me and Drew Bledsoe. I'm just gonna get led you guys with that one. Thanks.
All right. Okay. Yep, we brought his name up.
We heard
before.
That one. Yep, keep going. Like go to the next like one. Him. Go to the next one.
Keith is driving around in a big old truck. What do you got, Keith?
Hey guys, it's not Boston's sport, but if you lend me your ear. I want to pardon Mike Tyson.
How does he need to be pardoned?
For what?
His career's going
prison.
Better than ever. Are you kidding me?
What are you pardoning him for?
Look, this is the guy who still, he's bit off in the air. He's been accused of some abuses, etc.
Yeah.
The guy has been through basically hell. And
really?
A lot of people still hold it against him. And I just think if anybody deserved one, it would be him.
That's your call.
Okay, I think that is, you are so far off on that. Since that happened, since he got out of prison,
he's been a major character in a movie. They love him. He has had a Broadway play, a one-man show. Are you kidding me?
He was in
me?
The movie Hangover. He went back
That's
and fought in the ring. I mean, he is a love. He has a cartoon.
He's all mellowed out now, too.
Oh, he's so stoned out.
Think about it. He bit a guy's ear off.
Wait, didn't he? He also had a podcast. When we were doing our podcast,
it was called Hotbox.
It was called, because it was all about getting stoned and like giving advice. It's terrible.
It was terrible.
Harlem, turn off your station. Off.
I would say he's done some bad things. There's absolutely no question about it. And yet he's one of those guys that on the other side, people have just kind of just
accepted him.
Yeah, accepted it.
Like the old, it's like the old Mike Tyson. Doesn't exist anymore.
I know.
It's like Fat Elvis and Young Elvis.
Yeah,
it's like, which one do you like? Well, I like Young Elvis. Well, I'm a Fat Elvis guy. I mean, before he died, he ate all those banana and peanut butter sandwiches.
What do we smoke a month? Is it 40,000 a month?
I must tell you, when I sat down and watched that old Broadway show he did, because did anybody ever expect that live a theater on his feet for 2 hours that he would be able to pull that thing off?
He's captivating. Thinking?
It was captivating. It was incredible.
You know, also, you know, I actually like these. On stage, like tight documentaries. The Beastie Boys have one.
Oh, it's fantastic.
Yes, it is awesome.
It's
awesome. You got to watch it by yourself.
Yeah,
I don't know if steps into that.
No,
I watched it by myself.
I did too.
And just thinking about where I was when all these music.
My kid went off with his buddy, and I'm just letting you know I'm watching this right now.
Yeah, do not interrupt me.
Yes. Leave
if
me
you
alone.
Fall off your bike, call your mom.
John is in Connecticut. Hello, John.
Hey, I have an idea on a pardon, but first, a quick insight between cats and dogs.
Cats I've owned, and they have two different personalities. It's more about how you raise them. They're all like pit bulls. If you don't raise them, like, get them acclimated to humans,
cats like
they can be vicious animals, but raise them like a... I had mine was like a dog. It would fetch and cuddle, do all, you know, like very personable. So it's more how you raise the things, okay. I think, if you get them young enough.
Okay, your Pardon.
Now, Pardon is, I forget the kid's name. He was an ambitious kid that I made a mistake and sold.
Alex Reamer.
Alex Reamer.
Yeah, that guy.
Alex Reamer.
Alex Reamer. I don't know if he's still in the business, but he might deserve a Pardon.
Yeah, so. You know what? Thank you, John. I 100% agree. I 100% agree.
Brady did that right out of the gate, didn't he? I mean, Brady basically forgave
him. Kind of overreacted a little bit, I would say. A little bit. I don't think, I don't think Alex was trying to be overly just, he's trying to be silly.
Recording live.
I do have a tough time getting a visual of him throwing a baseball, that video.
That cinches it.
But of course, you get a Pardon, Alex Reamer.
I definitely too much. He's doing well. He's not. I don't know if he's in the radio business, but he's still writing for some magazine.
He's doing stuff for CBS Radio overnights. He's doing show filling in overnight. I've heard him on the doing straight sports too, which is crazy. We're talking about Broadway shows. This is not a Broadway show, but a documentary. Have you guys watched this two-part series with Tiger yet?
I watched the half of the first one.
Okay, you got to watch the second one's much better because the second one gets the women come forward and they all talk.
See, it's funny because I've heard just the opposite. Just not seeing
people
it,
love
so
it or hate it.
As far as how loyal everyone who was associated with them. Either a lover or whatever, girlfriend, whatever, mistress, whatever you want to call it, they're all loyal. So I thought none
except
of them were
they
talking.
Give all the details. No. They're loyal in that they loved him, but no, they give you all of the details. I think it was really well done. It's amazing looking at people's reaction to it. People either love it or hate it, and I don't know. Maybe it's the way that they look at Tiger. But when you look at his entire career, you talk about the ups and the downs. There's nobody that's gone through more downs in his life.
It's worth it.
It's really good.
It's worth
watching.
Give me four, because this one's going to... I don't know what this guy would need a Pardon for, but okay.
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's up,
Vinny?
Hey, Lou, Paisan.
Yeah.
Cats do suck. But anyway, we got a Pardon Dustin Pedroia for the whole Machado thing.
That's
for the whole Machado thing. Oh, everyone was bashing on him.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't that bad.
Yeah,
though.
I'll leave you with that.
It wasn't okay. Thanks.
No, the Machado one is legit. I think people do carry that, on, with what he said. It wasn't me. It was them. Right. I think that's big. And I think in that same course of it, I think I should pardon my buddy Noma.
Why?
Why? Because the way he went out here, people just trash him.
Yeah, but what did he? But he didn't do anything.
Him
but no, but
years
he had
ago. What
he, just because
about?
People trashed him doesn't mean he didn't do anything wrong. What did he do wrong?
He turned down a contract.
That's it.
Well, the one and that, actually that they pulled, before you have an opportunity to turn it down.
So that's
some misinformation. The red line. So I think you should pardon Omar. I think Pedroia. Yeah,
that's where the whole grudge holding comes in. Right?
Grudge.
That's like he's similar to Ray Allen.
Yes,
a little bit.
Well, more like Johnny. Some miscommunication.
I will say this about Nomar, though, in that when they made the trade, it was a huge controversy. Then, of course, in the end, the trade worked out because they won the thing.
Go to number one, please.
Okay, bye, Nomar.
Yeah, go to number one.
I'm not sure Lou's going to agree with number one. Line number one. This is John up in Maine. Hello, John. How are you doing?
Hey, John.
Hey, fellas. How are you?
Good.
I was just wondering if maybe we could get a pardon for Al Horford.
No.
Lou?
Not for leaving, for never showing up. I mean, maybe if you could think about it. And another one, Gabe Kapler, for being Gabe Kapler. All right, thanks, guys.
Interesting. Great. Lou, you say no?
Nope, too soon.
Okay, so. I like the way he phrased it. Though.
I don't even think Philadelphia is willing to.
It
give
was.
Him a
it was.
It's more
it was
of a Philly issue.
Very well.
It was.
Yeah.
Not for what he for not showing up.
No, because the smart basketball people would tell you definitely showed up, dude.
That's a little.
You appreciate the game. I mean, you don't see the little things. I watch basketball all the time. I mean, I see everything. I see the little stuff. I see the spreading
Al
of the floor.
Played great tonight.
I see the picks.
Al was really
I see the
good.
Defense on pick and roll. I see it all. You don't see it, dude. You just look at the freaking, the box scores. It's just not true.
You know, you're an idiot, dude. Admit you're wrong. Take your loss. He's going to do great in Philly. I'm telling you, they got a freaking steal in Philly. They're going to love him in Philly because those people in Philly love basketball. They're going to love him in Philly.
And by the way, can we do this? We just heard Kyle Draper. Can we try to get some audio of Kyle Draper doing his show before or after one of those Sacramento Kings?
You mean
Kings?
Kyle Draper, the biggest Sacramento Kings fan on the planet?
Sacramento Kings suck. They're awful. we've got to get...
I remember that statement. I mean, I'm looking forward. Can't wait to be... Help me, the voice of the Sacramento Kings.
You're my guy. You are my guy.
They're losing games by like 35 points nightly. We have got to get some audio of Drapes doing some of those pregame and postgame shows. He must be going out of his mind. Where we go? Let's go to Mike.
This
Mike's
one's
in
interesting, too.
Hello, Mike.
I forget about all these names. Go ahead, Mike.
Mike, what do you got?
Good evening, Jeff. Good evening. So, a guy that it's a questionable pardon. I don't know if anybody brought about it, but I guess you can throw a pardon to Rajon Rondo because when he was here, he was our guy. He was all about the Celtics. And then when the big three got traded and left, it kind of seemed like he kind of checked out on us. And then he was all about anti LeBron and taking pictures with fans wearing T-shirts that were slandering LeBron. And then he goes and joins not only LeBron, but LeBron on the Lakers. And then he wins a title. So, you know, he's kind of like one of those weird pardons where he was our guy and then he kind of went to the ultimate enemy with the ultimate enemy. And then another guy, I don't know if Glenn remembers, like Rick Fox, when he left, he said when he went to the Lakers, he wore number 17 because they were going to win a title before we won our 17th title. I don't know if he's really worthy of a pardon, but it's one of those things where he stuck it to us.
Not worthy.
He got screwed. No, he got screwed. You want to bring the Rick Pitino thing in. So Rick Fox had agreed to a deal on a Saturday with Rick Pitino here. And by Monday, Rick Pitino found out that he literally had to let 9 guys go, renounce 9 players to get this player, this guy Knight. I can't even remember his first name. Do you remember him, Christian? He was playing for the Lakers. He was a free agent. And they signed him about 6'10".
Nope.
And Rick Fox was renounced.
He was following the Sonics at that time.
He was renounced on a Monday. So he had a bad taste in his mouth for how the Celtics ended his career because he had agreed to a deal. Agreed to a deal on a Saturday, and by Monday, he was out of here. Matt's up next. Hey, Matt.
Hey, what's up, guys?
What up, Matt?
This isn't a guy from Boston, but I feel like you guys did him wrong. Craig Carton, I think, might need a pardon.
Why?
First
off, we didn't do him wrong.
Okay, give me a why, Matt. Please give me a why.
Were you joking or no?
We didn't do him wrong at all.
What did we do? What did we do to Craig Carton?
I loved it. I just wanted to hear what you guys had.
Oh,
to
God.
Say.
He will never get a pardon. What? This is how bad I hate this guy. I'm sticking his ass back in jail. Like, go back to jail. Like, go back. And I'm not putting you into the comfy jail. No, I'm putting you into general population where they can have their way with you.
We'll give him a pardon. When he makes up to $5 million to all of his victims. Yeah.
Never.
How's that?
And he tells us what we did wrong.
Exactly. When he does that, we will send him a pardon. Jack is in Fairhaven. What's up, Jack?
Good evening. My first will be Pete Rose, and my second will be Don Cherry.
Okay.
Okay.
Third, last but not least, would be Rob Parker, because he's Rob Parker.
Why don't... No, he's gone. Don Cherry.
Don Cherry.
For the comments, because he got vilified.
Well, that's like Don Cherry and Don Cherry and Milbury. Two guys that the mob got.
Yeah.
So the mob got after him ruined their careers.
Done.
So they
should be pardoned. What do you call it? Reviewable.
Reviewable. Reviewable.
Give me three, please. Give me three.
The amazing thing with Cherry, though, is people couldn't look at his age and everything else and take into consideration some of that. Nope, they had to get rid of him because that's what we do these days. Elijah's in a car. Elijah.
Hey, Elijah. What's going on, guys?
What's up?
What's up?
Okay, so I got one for you.
Go ahead.
I think we need to pardon Jermaine Wiggins.
Why?
For what?
For saying the other day that the most important game of Tom Brady's career was the NFC divisional round last week.
That's not even in the top 100 stupid things.
For just his takes?
Or just the way he talks.
Yeah.
For butchering the English language.
Do you think Tom Brady is a $30 million a guy a year?
Between like forgiving and pardoning.
I mean, what's dancing on a pole? I mean, that's just showing.
It's all it is.
You see
great
that
athleticism.
You see that at Circus Dolay all the time.
Definitely. He
you
gets
know what
my
the amazing theory of where pickles came from?
Oh, that is, that is. I feel like we should rank Wiggy's. Some of Wiggy's stories
Wiggy's
or analogies.
Yeah.
You, I tell you what, there would be a top 100, though.
No, the top five, I think.
No, five, there are 100.
No, but you have to put them into five because my I still think the pickles is is really good.
Yes.
But the other one, I love the ski mask bank analogy. Story. I was there live when it happened, and it is probably my favorite one.
Thanks.
Hey, guy, run me by Bank of America real quick. Sure, okay. All right, guy runs in, he sits there, he's sitting in his car looking through his phone. He's probably scrolling through Instagram, checking out some Instagram models.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, the cops, Christian, roll up around them. You know, they got their assault rifles.
Whoop, whoop,
whoop, whoop, pointed at his things. Get on the ground, get on the floor. He's like, oh, what the hell's going on? They come to find out his buddy went in the bank, forgot to take off the ski mask when he's asking for a withdrawal.
Forgot to take off the ski mask.
But for sorry, bonus ma'am. Points, bonus points.
Do you guys even remember sir, what that was about?
I'm going to have to ask, but the pickle one is just as, it may be even better because it was, like, he really didn't know what the whole pickle, you know, trend
where
was.
It came from.
Like, where a pickle,
pickle
came
is
from.
Generally smaller than a cucumber.
Well, no.
Adirondacks is my favorite. That
pickle.
Was
oh, I don't know.
Cucumber.
A cucumber. Really? No, he was like, really? Huh. Hey, Lou, get in here.
Did you pickle them?
Yeah.
What do you mean, cut them off?
Oh, he's beautiful. Oh, he is beautiful, man. He is beautiful. This hour of OMF has been brought to you by FineMassMoney.com. Celtics found out last night that Joel Embiid apparently is coming to play this season. And are we really going to get into this debate again on Sunday with this football game? Tom Brady and Aaron Rodgers, who's the real GOAT? All right, we'll have that plus your phone calls coming up next.
Embiid. Against Tice. Well defended. Struck. Oh, they call a foul on Pritchard.
Embiid is calling for the ball. They get it to him. 10 on the shot clock. And Embiid will go back to the free throw line. Tristan Thompson pick up that foul. You can see his thoughts on that. Jalen misses the jumper. And Embiid get poked.
And that's going to be free throws.
Embiid deep. Thompson trying to fight him. The whistle. Shot won't go, but a foul. As Tristan Thompson will pick up his third. And a technical foul has been handed out. It's Tristan Thompson. Embiid will now shoot a technical and then finish the personal foul free throws. Embiid just goes at him. Count it and one.
Wow, could this have been use of the left hand on the offensive foul?
I certainly think so. Embiid spins into a double team. And a whistle and a foul. Brad Stevens not happy at all with that call.
Whoa. Yeah, Tice was trying to get around, but he did foul him first. And then Embiid flailed his arms.
Joel Embiid, a dominant performance with 42 points, 10 rebounds. They outscore the Celtics 31-17 in the fourth quarter.
So to me, that's the biggest thing we learned in that game last night. Because I'm not upset that they lost 117-109. They had no Jason Tatum, their best player. Not going to have him, as you heard, tomorrow night either. And Kemba Walker was on a minutes restriction. So he can only play 3 minutes in the fourth quarter. The thing that scares you the most is you're looking at the East right now, and the Celtics are in the mix with a bunch of other teams. And Philly looks much better because Joel Embiid is in condition, and he looks like a totally different player. Focused, invested, and willing to work his ass off for every minute he's on the floor.
That is, to me, the takeaway of the game. And more importantly, too, the guy that came in here that a lot of people thought, well, maybe he could help defend Joel Embiid, and that would be Tristan Thompson, and how embarrassed he got in this game. I saw this with Chris Forsberg. So NBA defensive matchup data. Apparently, Embiid scored 23 points on a mere 18.1 possessions while defended by Tristan Thompson. Now, that included 7-for-7 shooting, three shooting fouls, generating 10 free throw attempts during that matchup time. So he got absolutely dominated. You're right. Like the Celtics, you look at them, Kemba was outstanding in the first half. Then he got benched in the third quarter. He came back in the fourth quarter, cold, whatever. He's going to be fine. Don't judge the Celtics right now. Tatum's not there. I get it. But Joel Embiid, and I said it before the season started, Doc Rivers will be coach of the year. That's what makes me nervous. That Doc Rivers has gotten to this guy. He looks like he's in better shape. And watch out, you can't defend him.
Okay, so that's the obvious. and I would agree with you, that's going to be a problem for them.
Problem.
And I don't think they're going to have an answer for it. So I look at this game, and with all the with every way he was dominating that game, I still felt like the Celtics were keeping up with them, even getting a lead a couple times. And then the fourth quarter comes around, and then you heard that number in that rejoinder, 31-17 in the fourth quarter. I would look specifically inside 6 minutes, inside 5 minutes. To me, that's when NBA games really become fun and interesting, when the circumstances are revealed to you. Like, every possession becomes so much more important. Every decision that you make becomes important. And to me, I just feel like nothing's really changed. I get it. Tatum didn't play. I get it. Kemba was on a minutes restriction. But overall, listen, he was there last year too, Glenn. So no, it's not act like that's a get out of jail free card. My issue with them, other than Marcus Smart, which I'm sure they'll introduce in a little bit, is the fact that when it comes down to really making important decisions, good shot selection, situational awareness, fouls, I just feel like they don't have. They have close game chaos syndrome. When the game is close, it gets chaotic. They don't make the right decision.
Well, I
feel like we have more examples of that, Glenn, than saying, oh, no big deal, Jason Tatum wasn't there.
Yeah, it's no big deal last night, because your best player and the guy that you rely on now to close out games was not there. It was easy for Philadelphia to be able to defend Brown because there weren't a lot of other guys that could score. And also, you had Kemba Walker for 3 minutes in the fourth quarter. I really wouldn't look into that game and say that the Celtics still have, and you're right, they've had a problem in the past about not being able to close out games. I would not look at that game last night and say that is the same issue. Again, Embiid looks like a different player. Now, is he going to do this continuously for the next 6 months? It remains to be seen. But I'm not going to panic with that one. The one I would say that the Celtics have to wake up for, and we can play this Marcus Smart. This is Marcus Smart pissing and moaning when the game is over because Joel Embiid spent so much time at the free throw line.
He shot alone himself 21 free throws. Our team shot 20. Can't beat that. They shot 36 from 45. We shot 13 for 20. It's hard to win that way. You know, we got our hands up a lot of the times, and, you know, he flails and he gets the call. And then down on the other end, we got our guys attacking the rim, getting a lot of contact, and we're just not getting the whistle. It's tough to play like that. And it's, if the roles are reversed, I do it every time. I mean, I'll be on too. If every time I threw my arms up or every time I got touched, I'm going to the free throw line. I mean, it's kind of hard not to get into a rhythm that way when you shoot 21 free throws alone and they allow you to hack on the other end. It's tough.
Please, of all people doing it, this guy is the one talking, and I don't agree with him. Embiid flops every once in a while. He's got to sell it. What the hell is Marcus Smart? He's one of the great actors in the NBA trying to sell fouls. The difference in the game is Philly takes the ball to the hole. They're aggressors. They're going to get the calls. You stand out beyond the three-point line and take threes. You're not going to go to the free throw line.
That's it. I mean, that's you're absolutely right. I don't know. I was looking at this. I think Chris Forsberg had it. The Celtics are 27th in the league in opponent-free free throw rate. So they're one of the worst in the league of other teams getting to the line because they attack them. Meanwhile, I think as far as the Sixers are one of the best at getting at the line. They're fourth in the NBA. They have guys like Joel Embiid, who's averaging almost 10 free throws a game. They have guys like Ben Simmons, who don't shoot from the outside. He doesn't shoot from the outside. Takes it to the basket. They take it to the basket. You don't. I mean, if you watch that game, it's just you had nobody going to the basket. I know Smart took some free throws there, but this is about being aggressive. This is about being physical. They're bigger than you. They're more physical than you. They're going to go to the line more.
So to me, so when you think about it as far as, okay, shortened season, are they just a bad matchup for the Celtics?
It's a bad matchup for most teams, but I think especially for you.
Well, you, yeah, because you do not have anybody that can stop them. Tristan Thompson looked like a third grader. I mean, it was like he could do anything he wanted to.
Yes.
Low post, high post, whatever. Do whatever you want to do. So my thing, I still feel like they have the ability and the players. You mentioned Kemba. We mentioned Tatum. Like, they can keep up with them. They can sit there and go bucket for bucket. Do we think that Joel Embiid is going to score 42 points and shoot how many free throws? 23 free throws? He had 42 points. He made 17. Okay, so I just don't think that's going to happen on an everyday basis. I mean, he's going to be hard to stop, but even in last night, being down a player and a half, you were leading that game, controlling that game up to 6 minutes, and then they just shifted gears and they took over the game. Bad fouls at the wrong time, bad shot selection. They're making their free throws. They're getting buckets. You're making dumb calls.
Well, you can't constantly get into the bonus situation.
Well, that's my point.
Because anytime you get a call, they're going to the free throw line, okay? And that's a problem. I think in the long run, you got to see this thing play out. And again, there was no Tatum. And I do like some of the other stuff I saw last night. Like Daniel Theis was 10 of 11. So if he offset some of the offense that you saw, some of the 42 by Embiid, because he was scoring at the other end. Now, anybody that expects Daniel Theis with his body frame to be able to stop Joel Embiid at, 275 or 285 or whatever, you're out of your mind. So I think there are other ways that they can match up with Philly. Philly doesn't scare me as much. I mean, Harris has played well this year. He was a guy that last year didn't give you that much. I think we got a long way to go.
I think really Philly is legit. I think John Rivers legitimizes them a little bit.
I think that's a big factor.
The only thing I look for here is, because I'm not judging the Celtics. I know you're talking about down the stretch. I want to see other games. 3 or 4 games from now, when Tatum gets his legs underneath him, Kemba's minutes are up, then we can start judging when you got Kemba, Jaylen, and Tatum down the stretch. You know, and if we see similar things that we saw. But right now, you know, again, Kemba played a minute and a half of the third quarter. He basically sat. He was great in the first half. He sat the whole third quarter. And they gave you, like, I think 8 minutes or something in the third. And he was out of it. You know, let's see what he looks like when he's playing his normal games. Yeah. And then we can judge whether they can close or not. But the one thing to keep an eye on when they play, is it tomorrow night or is it Saturday night?
It's tomorrow night.
Is Tristan Thompson again?
Yeah.
And Joel Embiid?
Yeah, he's gonna,
like, is he going to just destroy you again? Because that's the one thing you got to keep an eye on.
Destroy is the word, because you expect that Embiid's going to win that battle over Tristan Thompson. But destroy, you can't allow him to take over the entire game. You've got to at least check him. And that's why I said I'll give Daniel Theis some credit. He put points on the board. He, you know, he ran effectively at the other end of the floor. The one thing that's good for the Celtics right now is nobody is running and hiding. Milwaukee's not running and hiding. They're still trying to integrate new players. Miami has had difficulty. Toronto looks like a shell of themselves. They're playing in a totally different city and having difficulties. So they're all in the mix. I want to bring up this Tom Brady story, because I thought this thing was dead and buried. Didn't we talk a few years ago? Even the Colin Cowherd in 2018 said it's over. Aaron Rodgers is not in the same sentence with Tom Brady. Tom Brady is the GOAT. And now suddenly Tom Brady is playing Aaron Rodgers in a game this Sunday in which we all admit that Aaron Rodgers is the MVP this season. And suddenly this is a referendum that if Aaron Rodgers outplays Brady, which is very possible that he might because he has during the course of the season, that Aaron Rodgers is suddenly going to propel himself as the GOAT. Now, his receiver, Davante Adams, and you would expect it, fell for the bait.
We all want it as equally for ourselves, which ends up getting Aaron one in the end. But, you know, he deserves it. It's a tough thing because you look at Brady and, you know, everybody wants to make that comparison forever. It's basically turned into a quarterback stat, Super Bowl. So, you know, if that's what it's going to be, then obviously we're going to put as much as we can on ourselves to try to help him get there and ultimately relieve him of the Super Bowls being the thing that hinder him from being the GOAT. Because in my mind, he's the GOAT regardless how many Super Bowls are won. But just for the world, just to shut them up, I guess we can go out there and get one for him.
So you would expect his teammate to say that.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody would. But other people are falling for it as well. Is there any question that Rodgers might win this game? He's going to win the MVP. But Brady is still a GOAT, whether he wins or loses.
I thought this conversation
over.
Really was over after the fifth Super Bowl. There were still some hangers-oners with Joe Montana because they would mention certain stats and, you know, never lost a Super Bowl, never threw a pick, that whole thing. And they looked at Brady going to 9, and he only won 6, so he should knock him down for that. I don't think this is even a conversation anymore. Not even close. So, listen, you want to say Aaron Rodgers is the best right now? Go ahead. You're damn right.
Yeah.
I mean, and he may be for the next 2 to 3 years.
Yep.
But as far – and I'm sorry, but we can't say, like when Brady is in the running, call it, for the greatest quarterback of all time, and then the San Francisco crowd says, well, you know, he's only won three. You know, Joe Montana won four. Like once he ties you or eclipses you, you can never use that argument anymore. Like, yes, Super Bowls matter for quarterbacks. Yes, 100%. Look at Eli. Is Aaron Rodgers a better quarterback than Eli Manning? Oh, my God, yes, tenfold. Yet, sure enough, Eli Manning has a better resume than he does. He's got two rings. You got one.
Right.
Mm. I don't like the rings thing. I mean, there's no question that Aaron Rodgers is going to go down as one of the great quarterbacks of all time. But, you know, when you start getting into, you know, the greatest of all time, and you start saying, well, how do you, you know, decide? I don't know how you don't look at Super Bowls. And, I mean, Aaron Rodgers, was it – so 2011, I believe, is when they won the Super Bowl. It might have been MVP that year.
Yes, like if the 10 last, years ago. Right.
If he had won a couple more in the last 10 years, you know, as, like, the MVP, and he's like, oh, my God, he's 27, 28 years old. He's better than Brady. He's better than Manning and everything else. But 2011 was a long time ago. And it's not like they haven't been good football teams, you know, there in Green Bay for years. So it's, you know, the, like you said, I think you always call him like most underachieving great quarterback of all time.
Well, think about it.
And he's great. He is great. He's going to be top five probably of all time. He might finish there.
You just said,
but he's got to win a couple more, doesn't he?
Yeah, he went 10 years. Think about that. 10 years since he won that last Super Bowl. And he's had some really good teams and really good team, you know, players around him. Brady took heat when he went 10 years and didn't win a Super Bowl. And then he got back into it, and the team got back into it. So I think what we're doing is, this is what we do in the media in this day and age. We just manufacture stuff. We do it all the time. I mean, we're guilty of it. And that's, I think, what people are doing right now. They're looking for an additional storyline. So maybe we can bring up the GOAT argument. How many times have they given Brady the GOAT and taken it away from him over the last 10 years?
It's like a cat toy. You start exactly teasing the cat.
Right.
Let him grab it. Oh, see, that fits the theme of our show today.
Good cat
treating Brady like a cat.
I'm kind of confused.
Do you do that?
You got to help me out.
With it,
you got to help me out if you think it. Ryan Clark actually thinks Brady's the GOAT or not, because he tweeted this up. He said, y'all tried to fry me when I said a Super Bowl puts Rodgers in my top three for the convo, but I'm dead serious. Oh, and he's the best to ever play the position. Yeah, Brady is the GOAT, but he wasn't better than this dude. So if you don't think Brady's better than this dude, why would you think Brady's the GOAT? He's the best to ever play the position. Yeah, Brady's the GOAT, but he wasn't better than this dude. So Rodgers, I don't understand this one at all.
Yeah, Ryan Clark is one of those guys, I think, that
I don't know. I don't get it either.
So if he wins the second Super Bowl, Rodgers is in a conversation for top three of all time. He thinks he's actually the best player to ever play the position and thinks Brady's the GOAT, but he's not as good as this guy. So someone help me out.
So does he think Belichick did all that work? Was that it?
Or but how's Brady the GOAT? This guy's better.
I think Ryan Clark is one of those, though, probably victimized by Tom Brady, probably prevented him.
Yeah, he was.
You know, from winning a couple of rings. And so I think that might have something to do with it, you know? And he's,
so what if Brady wins with Bruce Arians? Is it over?
Over.
No. I mean, is it like over if Tom Brady wins a Super Bowl with Bruce Arians in Tampa Bay? Like, it's over, right?
No,
like, over.
I think it raises the success of Tom Brady, but you still can't take that away from Belichick, that Belichick wasn't a big part of it.
Nobody is. I'm talking strictly Brady. Brady, you know, I mean, I don't know, Ryan Clark, everybody's probably pointing towards Bill Belichick. Oh, the system. He's the greatest coach of all time. Okay, Brady at 43 goes to Tampa with Bruce Arians, wins the Super Bowl. Over.
Yeah, if
any doubters, over?
If Brady loses on Sunday, I don't think, even if he has a bad game, I don't think it takes away from the complete body of work. But I'm telling you right now, you can already see it starting. People are doing it. If Aaron Rodgers comes out and plays really well and wins that game, there's going to be a conversation that maybe Aaron Rodgers is the best of all time and not Tom Brady. And that's wrong. I mean, that's just, you know, just dealing with the moment, isn't it? This hour has been brought to you by FindMassMoney.com. We mentioned the story earlier. Ryan couldn't find the audio. Well, Ryan has worked real hard. He has found the audio. You've never heard Wiggy, learn where pickles come from. Don't go anywhere. It's coming up next. Hi, Mutt.
Time now for Last Call.
See you later.
I'm done.
And it's been a blast.
I think the show has been a lot of fun.
I mean, I'm letting you go.
No, I'll let it go.
I'm letting you go. Good.
Last Call.
I don't thrill about the end of it.
Our very, very best. You know, we've saved for last.
Heads down, not stretch my thumb.
When's it gonna f***ing end?
Thanks for the ride, everybody. I'll see you around the block.
Bye-bye.
Now, it's Last Call on Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier.
All brought to you by Cars for Kids, the easy way to donate your car. Donate today. Your car can be picked up tomorrow. Go to carsforkids.com or 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. Well, we threw out some Wiggy moments here at WEEI earlier in the program, but this one probably is as good as any of them. At the time, Wiggy did not know exactly where pickles came from or that they were actually cucumbers, okay? So let's listen in as Rich Keefe teaches Jermaine the origin of pickles.
So, I mean, I could have baby carrots for toes.
Yeah,
but
you'd be all right.
There's no baby cucumbers.
No.
So there's only big cucumbers. Imagine walking around with cucumbers for fingers.
Nah, it's low-hanging fruit.
You'd get nothing done. You wouldn't be able to work your cell phone.
Could you pickle them?
Could you pickle them?
Yeah.
What do you mean, cut them off?
No. Pickles are cucumbers.
Oh, that, are they?
You didn't know that.
I didn't know that. So
that's what they are. And then the
pickling is like a method in which you...
The act of pickling...
Wow.
It's like an acidic thing that
turns a cucumber into a pickle. So every pickle you've ever had was at one point in its life a cucumber.
Oh, okay. So a cucumber goes... So it's almost... It's the...
Like a metamorphosis.
So it's basically the butterfly and the...
Caterpillar and the butterfly. Oh, yeah, in a way. But you have to do it. Because cucumbers wouldn't turn into a pickle on their own. You need the act of pickling, you need to pickle.
So how do you get a cucumber into a pickle?
For lack of a better word, you pickle it.
That's exactly what you do.
But what is pickling? Pickling, like, do we take this cucumber? Because a pickle is generally smaller than a cucumber.
Well, no. It was a cucumber. Maybe just how you cut it.
Oh, my God.
Pickling is the process of preserving or extending the lifespan of food.
So it would shrink the cucumber.
Oh, maybe it does slightly.
Oh, my God. So
they actually also have smaller cucumbers. They're not all foot long.
No, they're not. Well, they're not all foot long.
I don't know. I'd rather be a cucumber than a pickle. I know that.
you're the both, though. You're one of the. If you're a pickle, you are a cucumber. Just like you know, not all squares are rectangles, but all rectangles are squares. Or is it the other way around? Did I screw that up?
I did not know that. I learned that. So
that's good.
So the cucumber is a miniature cucumber that's been...
It was brought into the world as a cucumber, and then it ended as a pickle.
Wow.
What do you think he thinks?
I don't know if there's one better than that.
What do you think he thinks about a jar of those? You know, those bread and butter sliced
I don't
pickles?
Know if there's
Where
one better than that.
What do you think he thinks that comes from? He actually thought, by the way, pickling it was cutting it up. That's what he thought.
I
oh my God!
That is just, beautiful.
That is unbelievable.
I like the butterfly caterpillar. It's like no.
You actually have to do it.
Yeah, that happens naturally.
How?
Metamorphosis. That's what that is. You have to actually decide. I want a pickle.
Like a cucumber that just turned into a pickle.
Too. Yeah.
If you leave it out,
if you leave it out in the sun, it'll turn into a pickle.
A pickle is generally smaller than a cucumber.
Well, no.
I give it to Keith. Very good teacher.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, no.
He
no,
made the
hold
segment.
Hold on, hold sure, on. No, sure that's not the like, way it works.
It's like taking oranges and putting them in a big veil of a vodka, something like that.
Could you pickle them?
Yeah. How do you get blueberry vodka?
Woo!
That's from a blueberry tree.
Hi, Mutt.
Tomorrow, Curtis will explain the birds and the bees to Wiggy. Explain how that works.
Where does this one go?
You didn't know that.
I didn't know that.
I think Danielle should
teach
that.
Where's the pickle go?
Danielle should teach that to him, not Curtis. Curtis is still learning himself. That's true. Right. I can't believe Wiggy got a 9 in the Wonderlic. It makes no sense. That is amazing. Boys, it's quarterback weekend.
I just taught
Wiggy. We got great.
No, they're not the family. They are that. That's what they are.
Pickle family? The cucumber family?
I love it. What do you got, Mike?
How am I going to beat that? I'm talking quarterbacks. So it's not as good as that. We just play that for 4 hours. Tommy Curran will join us at 7 o'clock. He thinks Jarrett Stidham stinks. We'll talk about the Patriots and the quarterbacks here tonight. So a lot of football now between now and 10 o'clock.
Okay. Yeah, I was going to say.
Now Phil's, he does.
Phil already showed us that during the course of the season. All right, much coming up next. Lombardi tomorrow at 4 o'clock, and then Paul Howard of VSiN will try to help Christian at 4:30 with his picks coming up this weekend, because I think the brow's coming off. I think it's happening. All right, boys, have a great night. Great night, everybody out there. Stay safe.
The pickle is a miniature cucumber that's been...
It was brought into the world as a cucumber, and then it ended as a pickle.
Wow.